from KQED.
Last weekend, the Silver Lake neighborhood in Los Angeles said goodbye to a much-loved icon, the Other Side Piano Bar. The watering hole's closing was a sign of the tough economy and the neighborhood's changing demographics. Colin Barry sent this postcard.
The Other Side was never much to look at, a beige building on busy Hyperion Avenue, and inside a low-ceilinged room with cheap drinks and a crackly PA. But that's not why singers like 87-year-old Betty Bonaducci came here.
The best thing is when you're in a noisy bar and you start to sing and people get quiet. That's power. I'm an old lady. I don't have a whole lot of power in my world, but I do here. And when I'm up there singing and everybody just shuts up and listens, I just want to scream with joy. It's just so great.
From Swanee to Sinatra, Bonaducci sings the classics. But piano bars are a dying breed in L.A., and the Other Side was one of the last.
And now they're closing down on me, and I'm really unhappy.
Since it opened in 1968, the bar, known as the Toy Tiger, Daddy's, and Patino's over the years, was a beloved hangout for the once mostly gay neighborhood. Manny Hernandez was a regular here for 17 years.
For me, it's like a home away from home. It's a living room away from home. And I, sorry, it's emotional. It's a place where I could come and I know that when I'm going to sit down, I'm going to relax, and it's like therapy. It's a lot cheaper than a therapist, you know?
The Other Side's owner, who asked just to be called Paul, says in the end it took too much time and trouble to run the place. Its last few days, the joint was packed with folks saying goodbye. For pianist Brian Miller, it marked the end of an era.
But it's always been a piano bar since... as long as I can remember, and I'm pretty old. So it's for me personally, a very sad thing. This was the last full-time piano bar in Los Angeles, and I feel a great entertainment resource is being lost.
Jane Cantillon is a local filmmaker whose documentary, The Other Side, A Queer History, recalls the bar's early days when LAPD vice squads conducted raids trying to arrest gays on morals charges. Cantillon says before it closed, the place had become like Twitter and Facebook to its older patrons.
It's been a huge part of the community for the older gay crowd. For them, the social media is going to the bar and finding out who's in the hospital, who's having trouble paying their mortgage, who's breaking up with their partner, even who's passed away in the community.
But Silver Lake is gentrifying. It's younger, hipper, and more expensive than when the bar opened. Along Hyperion, Cuff's Leather Bar is closed, and the gay video store is now a nail salon. A few blocks down, Casita del Campo has been serving Mexican food to locals for 50 years. Floor manager Jay Richards says much of the neighborhood's gay population has moved on.
I have a lot of older clientele that come here, and I know them from the 80s, 90s. I know they've sold their properties, and they've moved on to Palm Springs or up Northern California.
In its final months, the Other Side had begun to attract a younger crowd, 20-somethings who love the TV shows Glee and Smash and prefer cabaret to karaoke. The consensus was that the Other Side could have made it, maybe. David Pascucci sang here for over a decade.
He had such a special thing here, and I'm not sure even if the owner realizes what he had.
The bar's regulars are looking for a new watering hole, and rumors are flying that the Other Side will become a sports bar, that another local venue is planning to add a piano bar, but no one knows the future. The only thing that's certain is that the crowd who came to drink and sing at the Other Side are now part of Silver Lake's past. For the California Report, I'm Colin Barry in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Rocho. Seal Mahler is the technical producer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohen, with help from David Marks. Our interns are Lauren Kennedy, Dury Lawrence, and Liz Reed. Our associate senior producer is Victoria Maleone. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Our news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, with nomination information about the 2013 Leadership Awards at www.irvine.org. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information at chevron.com. And the California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org.